you know that I have a philosophy that this is your number one fucking job as a business owner, is marketing your company and selling your services. It's not cutting fucking wood or hanging shingles.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Welcome to Contractor Fight TV. Today we're going to dig in to the essential elements of a marketing plan for your business. This doesn't need to be complicated, and if you know me, you watch this channel, you know I'm going to break this down real easy for you so that you can have a marketing plan that actually works and drives leads to your business. Let's go. Today on Contractor Fight TV, I want to talk to you guys quickly about the importance of a marketing plan and what simple elements that you guys need to have in this thing. It's crazy the amount of messages and questions and comments that I get from y'all on what should I do to market my business? What should I do to market my business? How do I market my business? Guys, stop overcomplicating this. So in my world, in my mind, this is how a marketing plan works. There's three important elements. The first thing is, what the fuck am I gonna do? Okay, what am I gonna do? Now, there's this thing called Google that you can actually go to and type in shit like how to market my painting business, how to market my landscaping business, and there's always gonna be some good things there. I've done shit tons of content, podcasts, all this other stuff, my website at thecontractorfight.com, where I talk about what you should be doing. Everything from online to offline, being a hunter versus being a farmer. If you type any of those things in there with my name, you'll find tons of stuff. Guys, you have to be clear. What am I going to do? All right, and you're watching this right now, hoping that I'm gonna tell you what you should do right now, but I'm not, okay? Because what you really need to do is track your damn leads. And do you, you know, if you have this lead source, if it's Google, or if it's a Facebook ad, or if it's a yard sign, every fucking time your phone rings, or somebody fills something out on your website, you should have a little spreadsheet somewhere, or a CRM, tracking that, and then you push a button, you filter it all, and it will give you the magic information. Okay? In short, I will tell you this. Your website should be the hub of all things marketing. And you have all these other things, I almost said tentacles, that go out. Dakota's cracking up behind the camera, this is great. Everything should lead back to your business, okay? So the what is, everything leads back to you, but these could be paid ads, this could be, you know, Facebook and other social media posts. It could be signs, billboards. This could be a networking group, networking group. This could be past client emails. Okay, guys, there's so many different things. And yes, you should be doing all of them. Yes, you should be doing all of them. If you've watched this channel for any length of time, you know that I have a philosophy that this is your number one fucking job as a business owner, is marketing your company and selling your services. It's not cutting fucking wood or hanging shingles, okay? So, your time and money, you should be attacking the whole field. I'm a football coach, that's how I look at it, all right? And when I find something that works, if I'm running for 6 yards a carry on my power play, guess what I'm gonna keep doing? My fucking power play. I'm gonna double down on that shit, okay? However, and if nothing is the clear winner from quarter to quarter and year to year, I need to be everywhere, okay? Yes, you need to be everywhere. All right, so the what. You gotta be clear on what you're going to do. Second thing is, you gotta be clear on when you're gonna do it. And I'm not going to talk about a lot of the when right now in depth, because I'm going to cut to a screen share here in a couple minutes, because I'm going to give you guys a marketing calendar. Okay, you're going to hit the link and you're going to get a download of the marketing calendar. And I'm going to teach you how to fill out the marketing calendar that actually identifies when the fuck you're going to do stuff. Problem is a lot of you guys go, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and this, and you don't fucking put it on a calendar. Seriously, you don't. It's no different than saying, I'm going to go not be a fat ass. Okay, if I'm 400 fucking pounds, all right, and I go, I'm going to go to the gym, that's the what. I'm going to start eating right and all this other shit, but I don't actually put the shit on the calendar and identify when I'm going to the gym, what I'm going to do when I get there, what I'm going to put into my fat mouth, and all that other shit. It's no different. So the reason that in America, like 68, whatever the fuck percentage is, people walking around because they're fat fucks, all right, is because they know the what, they just don't commit to the when. And it's the same damn thing with your business. Guys, gals, contractors, people, unisexers, whatever the hell you are, okay? Is that even a thing? I don't know. All right, whatever. You are struggling more than you need to in your marketing because you're not getting the clarity of what the hell you're going to do and when you're going to do it. Okay? And what when I'm going to do it means is at 9 a.m., at 1 p.m., and at 6:30 p.m., I will do a social media post on my business page and share it to my personal page. That's what the when means. And then guess what? You check the damn box. And you either did it or you didn't do it. Or, you know, I can't tell you how many times people go, yeah, I'm going to do I'm going to send out. In fact, I got one guy right now that I can think of who for 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks of our one-on-one coaching calls, he said, yeah, I got to send out these past client emails. I don't do it often enough, blah, blah, blah. Okay, to my knowledge, it still hasn't happened after 2 or 3 weeks. Why? Because he didn't put it on the damn calendar. Stop making marketing harder than it needs to be. All right, third thing. I'm going to wrap this up. Who the hell's going to do it? Who? If you have a few people in your company, maybe you got your office manager who handles the email marketing. All right, maybe a networking group is you or your salesperson. Identify, so not just what we're gonna do, but then take the time and go, who is responsible for this? So if I go back to the email marketing to my past client database or my database, which should happen weekly, by the way, not fucking quarterly, weekly, all right? And I go, hey, it's been 3 weeks since we've sent anything out. What the heck's going on? And you got Joe over here who's responsible for it, your company. Then you smack Joe upside the head and throat punch his ass. No, I'm kidding. All right, so, okay, there has to be accountability around who is going to do these things. Sometimes it makes sense, like to outsource paid ads or Facebook ads. And for God's sake, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're under like $3 million a year in your company, and I know that this is going to be a stretch for some of you. If you're under like $3 million a year, please do not outsource your social media. All right? I have never one fucking time, not once, in the hundreds of people I've worked with, the thousands I've spoken to, and the workshops I've done, people I've interviewed, I've never met anyone that's had really good success in outsourcing their social media. Here's why, because they're not you. They're not you. One of the reasons I get such high engagement in my social media is because my personality comes through, all right? There's another coach, his name's Sean Whalen. Love the dude, great stuff. He talks about being raw, relevant, and real in your social media, okay? One of the reasons that you all watch me is I'm raw, I'm real, and I'm relevant to the shit that you have going on. If I were to outsource this, it wouldn't work. And so many of you guys, okay, so what this looks like, I know I'm going way into left field here, but when you outsource your social media, you get some young fuck intern type person who's making $13 an hour working for some company taking control of the messaging from your business. And they don't know you, they don't know your personality. They think they can post a few little pictures and you're gonna get a couple more followers and you get a couple more likes. Guys, likes and followers don't pay the fucking bills. I have a very small YouTube channel compared to a lot of the other YouTubers out there, but I have a huge impact, tons of engagement, and make quite a bit of money doing it, okay? Because I'm raw, real, and relevant. So if I'm a carpenter, what this would look like would be, hey guys, check this out. We got some wood rot going on here. And what pisses me off about this, see, I'm being raw now and I'm being real. What pisses me off, okay, if I got my camera here or whatever, or I'm looking at a windowsill or whatever, is whoever installed this thing before took a damn shortcut. And this is why, you know, people don't trust contractors because things don't last. Guys, you don't want to be in the middle. You want to be polarizing, okay? Love me, hate me. If you're in the middle, I'm not being raw and real enough. Hopefully that makes sense. So do not outsource your social media. I said $3 million. Part of me is like, just don't ever outsource it, because this is you. It's the voice. You're the voice of your company. You're the brand. And now you can have a sales guy or office manager. You have other people in your company doing things, but to outsource it to another firm, I personally think is a mistake, because most of them do a sucky job. All right. So what do you need to do? When the hell are we going to do it? And who's going to do it? And then you measure it, you track it. You have a weekly meeting to go, hey, we had this, 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 and this on the calendar this week to do in marketing, and Joe was supposed to do this, Sam was doing this, and I'm doing these two things. And did we do them? We did this, we did this, and we did this, we didn't do this. Why the hell didn't you do that, Sam? Okay, guys, it's accountability. It doesn't mean you have to be a dick about it. It just means what you measure is going to improve. And that's gonna get you where you want your business. So many of you are struggling because you just simply don't have a real easy to use marketing calendar, marketing plan. So what I'm gonna do now is we're gonna cut to my screen. I'm gonna show you quickly how to use this thing. And I encourage you to use it, live by it, put shit on the calendar, assign who's gonna do it, all that other garbage, and I promise you, you will see more leads come in to your business. You guys rock. Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want, all right? And we're check to check, and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition, and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long. All right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. TheContractorFight.com/100K. Let's check this out. So in general, what you're going to want to do here is these light green cells are what you're going to want to enter things in. I've used this spreadsheet forever. Okay, I'm going to just go over for it. So here it is. It's, you know, Reber Handyman Services or whatever. I don't care, right? Reber Handyman. What is my revenue goal for the year? You could do this on an annual basis. You could do this on a quarterly basis. Whatever's going to work. So let's just say I want to do $500,000 in sales. Now I need to tell my business, what percentage of that money am I going to commit to marketing? All right. So, you know, I'm personally very aggressive with stuff. Let's just take 8%. So that means I'm going to spend 40 grand on marketing. Some of you are like, just shit yourselves because you don't even pay yourself 40. But anyway, here's the point. If you are not consistently marketing year round, you're fucking yourself. Okay. So that's never good. So I got 8% down here at the bottom. You'll see a marketing dollars left over is 40 grand because I haven't committed anything. All right. And so I have some different, that should be miscellaneous, another MISC. It's okay to have a couple of those. So here's the deal. I got my website. So maybe I'm going to build a new site. Okay, well, when am I going to do it and what am I going to spend on it? I'm going to spend, you know, first payment's $1,500 to get it going, $3,500 here and $5,000 on the end or whatever it is. Okay, I drop $10,000 on my website. If I'm doing Facebook, if it's just Facebook posts, okay, Facebook, you know, three times a day, put it in there and I just basically put an X because it's free. I'm not putting any money into it, but I'm saying that I'm doing this. I'm committing to doing this. If you want to put somebody's name in here, you can do that. Say it's Facebook ads. Okay. So maybe I'm going to hire an ad company and they're $500 a month. Plus the ad spend is $1,000 a month. I just put $1,000 in here. Okay. For whatever months I'm doing. Okay. You can open that up and it'll help you out there. All right. Client engagement. You know, maybe I'm going to do a past customer appreciation event. Okay, and I'm going to do it in the month of July. We're going to have a barbecue, and it's going to cost me $2,500 or whatever. I'm going to, you know, do a giveaway to them or whatever the heck it is. You can put it in here, okay? Engagement here would be emails, right? Email marketing, email campaign. Actually, we have it up here, okay? So wherever it is, wherever you want to put it. Traditional. This is going to be stuff like, you know, maybe I got a billboard in town. Maybe I got yard signs. Maybe I got, you know, direct mail, okay, whatever it might be, you guys. You put it in here, and you just go, okay, I'm spending, you know, $1,200 a month, you know, for X amount of months of the year. Boom, and it totals it over here, totals it down here. Now it shows that I've spent $21,000, or I'm planning to spend it, which leaves me $18 left to spend, and down here it's the monthly totals. All right, so rule of thumb here, if your high demand season is like April through September, let's say, this is when, you know, whatever you do is in the highest demand, spend the most, spend the bulk of your marketing money here when demand is the highest. All right, and then you got some other things down here just for miscellaneous or whatever. So guys, this is what you use. Go ahead and save it on your computer after you download it. And use it, print it off, hang it on the wall. Every week, sit down and go, okay, we got our Facebook ads going. You know, hey, who's in charge of it? Okay, Joe, where are we at with this? Okay, or maybe outsourced it or whatever. We're going to do our email campaign, or we got to get that direct mail piece ordered. Okay, who's accountable to do it? And then have a weekly meeting around the marketing and what needs to happen. And this is how you guys stay on track. You guys rock. Appreciate you being here. All right, thanks for checking out this video today on just a simplified marketing plan. Three things that we talked about here, and hopefully you've downloaded the spreadsheet or you're about to download the spreadsheet that I'm gonna give you, the marketing calendar. If you found any value in this video, I ask you to share it with another contractor. If you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. All right, guys, be clear, be consistent, and you're gonna kick the crap out of your business, I promise you. We'll see you next time on Contractor Fight TV.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.